Thanks for talking with me today, Katie McLaughlin from the Peace Country Beef and Forage.
Hey, Erica, thank you so much for having me back.
I know you're one of my regulars here, I could say, on the egg show, and I always love having you. I'm just wondering, it's the new year now, what's happening with the Peace Country Beef and Forage?
We have, we're busy in the planning stages right now at PCBFA. So we are, we have pretty well all of our data from last year all crunched, and we are currently busy writing reports on our research from 2021, and we're making plans for 2022. So we're planning on having research sites at our research farm in Fairview again, Teepee Creek and DeBolt once again. As well, we are busy applying for new funding for more on-farm research all across the Peace region. So very exciting things that are on the books for 2022.
Awesome. And I know that there's a site, or there was a site in High Prairie. Are you guys not going forward with that?
No, that site will remain. So that is a perennial forage site. And we are testing longevity of perennials. So that's going to be going into year 7 there. So that site will remain as well.
Okay. You just kind of told me what's happening data-wise. Is there any new things coming in 2021? For data collection or studies?
So we have a few proposals out with funders right now that we're waiting to hear back on, but we are looking at adding some projects with things like corn intercropping, so intercropping cover crop mixtures with standing corn for grazing. We're looking into potentially some perennial cereals, and yeah, just other really fun things that are still in the proposal phase. We still haven't heard back yet, but yeah, and some pest control in animals, and so, some really exciting things that we're hoping to get off the ground in 2022.
Mm-hmm. Did any of the studies end last year in 2021?
Yes, we had our pasture rejuvenation with legumes project, which was an on-farm trial in Teepee Creek. That one has wrapped up, so we should have full reporting on that project available here in a few months. So that was, we were trying to rejuvenate a worn-out pasture with different various legumes and different ways of feeding the legumes, different grazing management, and trying to determine what the best way to reintroduce legumes was.
Mm-hmm. And we had some pretty crazy weather last year, and we had extreme cold this past, I want to say, month and a half at least. Does that affect the upcoming growing season at all? Does it affect the ground, or?
Yeah, absolutely. So when, like, our dry year here that we just came out of, so, like, when we were talking to producers and stuff, like, there's not much we can do about it now, but going into fall after a dry year like that, like, it's so important to allow your perennials to regrow and get up again off out of the ground. So, like, for example, grasses, they store all of their energy for the next growing season in their leaves. So it's important to allow those perennials to get up and growing again prior to freeze up. With this cold snap that we just kind of got through, honest to God, I'm not too worried about it because we had such a layer of snow before that cold hit. So that snow should have insulated everything. Where we get really concerned about winter kill and perennials is when we get that severe cold or things like freezing rain and that kind of thing before we have a really good pack of snow. So this year, I'm not too concerned yet. I mean, like, a lot of things could happen in that March, April country, but as far as this fall went, we had a really good layer of snow before we had any of that. So yeah, we're not overly concerned about winter kill from our fall. It's mostly that it's going to be a concern how our pastures went into fall this year. That's going to be determining how things look in the spring.
Okay. And I know we have spoke before about fertilizer being put in the ground. That isn't affected at all by winter kill, or?
Yeah. No, the fertilizer, things like urea and that kind of thing, they're activated by water. So once it's in the ground, it's going to be there until moisture meets it. So then so like things like urea, until water interacts with it, it's going to be there. So come spring, like I know there was a lot of fall soil testing that was being done with the rising cost of fertilizer and everything. However, you could see, like, especially nitrogen levels potentially change a little bit come spring once all this snow melts and gets into the ground. There's still going to be a lot. There's likely still going to be quite a bit of excess fertilizer there, though, in the spring.
Hopefully. Crossing our fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Peace Country Beef and Forage is putting on a lot of events right now. Most of them are virtual, as far as I'm understanding. Can you tell me a little bit about them?
You betcha. So right now, actually, what we have running is our virtual grazing conference. So this is a really exciting thing. It's funded by the Canadian Agricultural Partnership. It's part of our legume rejuvenation project. And we are putting on a six-week virtual conference with grazing experts from across North America. So this started on the first Friday in January and is going to run until February 11th, so 6 weeks. Past year on the 7th of January, we had Dr. Chris Nichols talking about the effect of grazing on soil health. On the 14th, we had Dr. Alan Williams from Mississippi, and he was talking about adaptive grazing management and how we can use that for pasture rejuvenation and maintaining pastures. And this Friday coming up, we have Dr. Martin Entz from the University of Manitoba. He actually is in charge of the longest running organic versus conventional trial in all of North America. He's been running this trial for over 25 years, and he's going to be talking about organic production and its effect on the grazing industry and all that kind of stuff, kind of more the organic side. And coming up between now and the 11th, we have Jim Garish. He's going to be talking about year-round grazing. We have Dylan Biggs going to be talking about cattle handling and animal behavior on pasture. And we're going to be wrapping things up with Dallas Mount from the Radcliffe for Profit School on the economics of everything. So that's one thing we're working on as well. On the 15th of February, we are planning to have our annual Peace Beef Cattle Day. That is in partnership with the Northeast Equine Research Association out of Manning. That is going to be an in-person event in Fairview, and we are following the REC program under that if anyone is interested in coming out to that one. That's kind of what we have on the go for now.
Wow, that's quite a bit, though.
It is.
Honestly, that's good that you guys are still getting out there. Is there a lot of people attending that virtual grazing conference so far? Do you know?
We have over 500 people registered from all across the world. It's really, really cool to see the engagement that we're getting on this from all over Canada, all over the U.S., and far away from like Australia, Ireland. We have some folks joining us from like India even. It's really neat to see the reach that we're getting with this conference.
Wow, and that's pretty cool. It's like you can apply it for anywhere in the world is what I'm taking.
Absolutely. So like the principles of soil health and grazing are the same no matter where you are. It's just how you apply it. So the principles are the same, but it's just the application that you have to change to kind of match your local environment. So yeah, it's really, really cool to see the engagement we're getting. And then like we set these up like meetings so people can unmute themselves and ask their questions. We can have a conversation kind of end of the presentation. So it's also a really cool opportunity to learn like people say in Colorado and what they're facing versus us or the UK. And it's really neat to learn opportunity even when the presenters aren't presenting.
Sweet. Yeah, that actually sounds pretty cool that you could learn what's happening in different places in the world, not just here in Alberta, in northwestern Alberta.
Yeah, no, it's been a really awesome opportunity.
Now, my last question for you, it's kind of an open one. I'm just wondering, what are some goals that you guys are trying to hit for 2022?
So some goals we're trying to hit for 2022, that is a very interesting question. So I'm not sure if I told you this in our last one, but we have recently hired a second PhD for our research team. So we're fortunate to have enough to have two PhDs running our research team right now. So that was a huge goal for us in 2021 was to really build up our research team. So we are very excited to be able to be moving into 2022 with that bolstered research team and being able to really, really deliver this higher caliber research. We do have some lofty goals for our extension programming. With COVID, of course, and since we are funded, we do have lots of funds for extension. So we are really looking forward to the summer, and hopefully we're able to see people in person again this summer. And so just like, yeah, keep your ears to the ground for summertime. It's going to be a really great summer extension-wise, and events and field tours. It's going to be an awesome summer. We are also currently hiring for our summer staff. So if you are a student in the Peace region looking for a job, we are hiring. And we are also hiring for an agri-environmental intern, which is an 8-month position starting in February. So definitely if you're looking for some work and interested in agriculture and agricultural research here in the Peace, definitely recommend checking us out.
Yeah, I was actually just going to ask you about the summer students. How many did you have last year?
We had 7 last year, and we're hiring likely 6 this year, and then a few interns as well. So like I said, that 8-month internship we're hiring for right now, we will be hiring more later in the season as well.
Okay. Well, those were my questions. Did you have anything else that you would like to add or say?
I think we covered everything, Erica. Just a reminder that to keep up with us with the latest and greatest that's going on with PCDFA, make sure you follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And everything is always on our website, peacecountrybeef.ca.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Katie.
Yes. Thanks for having me, Erica. I appreciate it.